Let's turn in our hymn books to number 158. Break thou the bread of life, dear Lord, to me. 158. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. God has fresh manna for us, doesn't he? Fresh manna for today.
Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah.
thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. We thank you, Savior. Wonderful Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We look up to you today, Jesus, with hearts open, our cups upright, and we are believing you to pour your Spirit out upon us throughout this day. We pray, Lord, that you'll bless all over the camp today, everyone, guests, staff, campers. Lord, we pray that everyone today will meet you, Lord. We pray that the work that you've accomplished in us up till now will serve as a preparation. We know that you're working on something in all of our lives, Lord, and we want to believe you to complete it, accomplish it at this time. And so you've given us this day, and so we want to focus on this day and seeking you and believing you today. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Let's also sing, I think it's 348, Close to Thee, My Everlasting Portion. Praise God. Thou my everlasting portion, more than friend or life to me.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. same book.
Praise God.
I used to feel bad for the Levites. I didn't actually sit in my room feeling bad for Levites. But when I would read in the Bible about the Levites, when they entered the Promised Land, God divided up property for every other tribe except the Levites. They didn't get a portion of land to call their own, really. They were allotted cities to live in, but the tribes were divided up. The land was divided up and given to the other tribes of Israel. But then the Lord told the Levites, you're not getting your portion in the land. The Lord is your portion. And I found out that they actually got the best. They had the privilege of coming into the presence of God, of serving there in the tabernacle. They experienced God in ways that the other tribes didn't. They had their houses and they had their lands, and and their cattle and their crops and so on. But the Levites had the Lord in a very special way. And that's how it was in the Old Testament. Not everybody seemed to have the same relationship with God or the same opportunity to have God in the same way as others. God placed his hand on certain individuals and called them to come close to him, like Moses and David and the prophets. But in the New Testament, Jesus can be all of our portion. We can have him, and we can have as much of him as we desire, much of him as we want. He offers himself to us every day. He calls us to come into his presence and to come closer to him every day, every day. And you know, there are some people, Christians, that live like the other tribes. Instead of seeing the glory of that call, they spend all their time trying to get land, houses and land, and these earthly things are so important to them, and they spend so much time pursuing these things to the neglect of their walk with God. But oh, if God could awaken us, the Lord is my portion forever, saith my soul. If he could make us to see what a high, what a holy calling, what a privilege to belong to Jesus and for Jesus to belong to me. You know, when we use that expression, I belong to Jesus, well, that means that Jesus has the right to do with me whatever he chooses to do. We talked about that a little bit yesterday. I belong to him, spirit, soul, and body. He's purchased me with his precious blood. And so whatever he wants to do with me, I'm his. He has the right to do whatever he chooses. But then there's the other side of that coin. And he belongs to me. And that means that I have the right to claim and to receive all that Jesus is. He belongs to me. I can avail myself of him. I can come into his presence. I can draw everything I need from him. He's made unto me wisdom, righteousness, power, holiness forevermore. My redemption full and sure. He is all I need. Praise God. And so that's what it means for the Lord to be your portion. That you belong to Jesus and he belongs to you. And that's the most important thing. These other things in life, they have their place. But we seek first the kingdom of God. We seek his presence first of all. It's our goal every day to come closer to him and to walk and live in his presence. Praise God. So then I got jealous of the Levites. First I was feeling bad for them. Then I got jealous of them and I said, I want God like that. I want to live in his presence every day. I want to come as close to him as I can. And I want to experience the joy of serving Jesus. Praise God. And Jesus is doing that for us. That's why he calls us this morning. Come closer. Come closer. Just a closer walk with the Oh, praise God. We do that by faith. We believe that Jesus will accomplish that as we look to him throughout the day. Praise God. And of course, we spend time with him. That gives him an opportunity to draw near to us as we draw near to him. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Let's sing that song, Let Me Come Closer to Thee, Jesus. I think that's in our white book. And I learned that when I lived at camp years ago and used to come to visit. 11. Thank you. Number 11 in the white book. And then we'll look into our Bibles, okay?
Let me come closer to thee, Jesus, oh, closer. Sunshine on the hills. Oh.
Jesus, my portion forever. Hallelujah, my soul delights in you. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Nearer, my God, to thee I pray. Praise God.